Welcome to the Sunshine Daily, the podcast designed to spread joy, inspire creativity, and get you motivated to live your best life. In this podcast, we chat personal development, lifestyle, wellness, and so much more. I'm your host, Charlotte Pratt, and whether you're looking to improve your mindset, add some positive vibes to your routine, or simply need a little boost, this podcast has you covered. So let's dive in. Alrighty, you guys, happy Friday. We made it to the end of the week. How exciting. I hope you guys are ready to have an absolutely fantastic Friday. Hope everyone is getting excited for the weekend, and welcome to the first Freeform Friday. This is the last episode of the first week of the Sunshine Daily podcast, which is just so crazy and so exciting. I know in an earlier episode, I promised that I would stop saying that every episode, but here we are. It is very exciting. Next week, we will try again to stop saying that everything is so exciting, but for now, it just is. Anyway, on to today's topic. We are talking about perfectionism. Oh, such a scary topic, but something that is so important to talk about, something that has honestly plagued my entire life. I'm a huge perfectionist. It is something that I have always struggled with and something that I'm finally ready to get over and be done with. It has affected enough of my life. I'm ready to just be done. So in today's episode, we are talking about how to overcome perfectionism and how to stop letting perfect be the enemy of good. I love this phrase. My dad says this to me all the time. So shout out to my dad. Do not let perfect be the enemy of good. What does that mean? Basically, don't let your pursuit of quote unquote perfection, which doesn't exist by the way, but we'll get into that in a second. Don't let your pursuit of perfection ruin something that would otherwise be just a good thing. Basically, just don't get so hyper-focused on the idea of something being perfect that you allow that to stop you from doing something at all. This is, oh my God, okay, this is hitting so close to home for me. Like I said in the beginning, this is something that I have always struggled with. I have always let perfectionism delay my goals. This podcast episode, I wanted this to be the first Freeform Friday. I wanted this to be part of the first week of this podcast because this podcast is something that actually applies to this perfectionism. Like, I have been putting this off, not putting it off, but I guess like pushing it back because I have been so scared that this podcast isn't going to be perfect, quote unquote, the first time around, when that's just like not important at all. The important thing is that I want to do it, that it's fun, that it's exciting for me, that it's something I enjoy, that I have a good time doing it. Like, that is the important part, not the fact that it's perfect. So I really wanted to have this as the first Freeform Friday, like the first week of episodes for this podcast, because it's such an important topic. And I always want to remember that about this podcast, because like I've mentioned several times, perfection is something that I've always struggled with. It plagues me to this day, and it's something I'm still working on getting over. But I figured I would kind of like bring this topic to everyone's attention. We can all kind of work through it together if you are also a fellow perfectionist. If you're not aware, first of all, I'm jealous of you because that must be great. But if you didn't know, perfectionism is the untrue belief that people will love you more or approve of you more if you are perfect or if you make no mistakes. Now, I say this is the untrue belief because, first of all, that's not true at all. People will not love you more if you're perfect. People will not love you more if you never make a mistake. People will not approve of you more if you never do anything wrong. That's not, like, to err is human. It's like, human beings make mistakes. That's how we learn. That's how we grow. That's how we move through life, is by trial and error. And also, newsflash, perfection does not exist. It is, by definition, it is unobtainable in this life. You cannot achieve perfection. Also, it's totally subjective. My idea of perfect can be completely different from your idea of perfect. We could be looking at the same piece of art, for example, because it's an easy visual idea. I could be looking at one piece of art and be like, wow, that's perfect. I love that. No flaws. You could look at the exact same piece of art and be like, actually, don't like this very much. I would change these 7 things about it. We're looking at the same piece of art, but we're just 2 different people, and we have 2 different ideas of perfect or of good or what something should look like. So that's a very important piece of information that I want to mention first off. Perfectionism is a plague because perfect doesn't exist. It's not achievable. Like, when you're being a perfectionist about something, you are tweaking every single thing because you're trying to make it perfect, when objectively, That can't happen. You cannot make something perfect. It will never be perfect because perfect doesn't exist. And when we kind of behave in those perfectionist ways and we exhibit those perfectionist tendencies, they can actually steer us away from the things that we want. Like, it can kind of move you away from the goal that you're trying to achieve, which is kind of weird and counterintuitive. But like, there could be something that you want to do so desperately bad, like you really want this thing and you want to do it to the best of your ability. Obviously, like, you want things to be as good as they can be. But if you put too much stock in wanting it to be perfect, you might never actually do it at all. Like, you might start procrastinating this project that you need to do, or this job application that you need to fill out, or this audition that you want to do. You may never end up doing it if you are so focused on making it perfect that you are scared to try at all. Like, if you are so focused on it being perfect that you're terrified of making a mistake at all, you might never end up doing the thing that you really want to do, because you're just like, you're letting this fear of making a mistake or being imperfect get in the way of doing it at all. One of my friends actually had this phrase that she told me in high school that I have loved ever since. My friend Leah came up with this phrase. She said, "I'd rather live with an oh well than a what if." And I love this phrase so much. I don't think she meant it specifically about perfectionism, but it applies so well. She said, "I would rather say oh well about a situation than have all of these what ifs circling around in my mind. Like, I would rather fill out this job application or do this podcast." I'll use this podcast as an example. "I would rather start recording and start launching episodes for this podcast and then go back and look at them and be like, oh, you know, if I were to do this again now, I might have used different music, or I might have, you know, had a different setup. Oh, well, I would so, so much rather have that be the scenario rather than never launching the podcast, because I'm so worried and I'm so consumed by the what ifs, you know, like, oh, well, what if people judge me? Or what if people think I'm weird for wanting to have a podcast? Or what if people think I'm, you know, not funny? Or what if people don't like my advice?" Like, you could go on and on with the what ifs. Like, there is an endless supply of what ifs, and perfectionism will do that to you. But the what ifs are so, like, they pale in comparison, and they pale in importance level to how much joy and how much happiness you could have if you just went for these things instead of letting the perfectionism get in the way. So, to go back, we've got two phrases in this episode that are important to focus on. Number one is from my dad. He didn't invent this phrase, but he says it a lot, and he's the one that I got it from, which is, "Do not let perfect become the enemy of the good." And the second one, which is from my friend Leah, "I would rather live with an oh well than a what if." And that is where I'm going to leave you guys on this Friday. I hope you found this episode helpful. I hope that if you're dealing with perfectionism, this can kind of help you let it go. I'm not saying that it's going to cure you of your perfectionism, because Lord knows I'm still a perfectionist, but here I am, sat in my living room, talking into a microphone, talking to you guys, letting you know that just because something is not perfect doesn't mean that it's not good. I am so proud of this podcast. I am making mistakes currently. I will continue to make mistakes. I am sure that when I go back to edit this podcast, I'll be like, ooh, I wish I'd said this instead of that. But it doesn't matter, because here I am. I'm going for it. I'm trying it anyway. And the great thing about life is, if you start something and you keep with it, you can make those small tweaks along the way and you can turn it into the best version that you want it to be, but only if you start in the first place. If you let yourself get so consumed with the what ifs and the concerns and the, oh, you know, well, it's not going to be what I want it to be in the first place, that you don't even start, you can't improve upon something that doesn't exist in the first place. So I'm going to leave you guys there. I'm going to let that point land. I am rooting for you guys. If there's something that you have been wanting to do that you have been letting perfectionism get in the way of, this is your sign to go out, give it a try, give it a go. I am so proud of you. I am rooting for you, and I know you can do it. Happy Friday. I hope you guys have an absolutely fantastic weekend, and I will see you again for the next Mindset Monday. And that's a wrap on today's episode of the Sunshine Daily. Remember that small steps can create big changes, and tomorrow brings all new opportunities to grow. If you enjoyed today's episode, spread the sunshine by sharing it with a friend, leaving a review, and following along with us on socials at the Sunshine Daily Podcast. Until next time, keep shining, and I'll see you in the next episode.